Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. We are continuing to talk about the holidays and how could we forget our safety, especially as we are scouring the internet trying to find the perfect gifts for the holiday season. Black Friday already upon us. And joining us this afternoon is Andy Davis, who is with the NCC Group, one of the world's largest cybersecurity consulting firms. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's great to be here.
You know, we can be pretty careless sometimes when we are in a rush. And this is probably exactly what scammers are hoping that we are. Just a little too busy to pay attention to some of the details. What are the biggest concerns this year for holiday scams?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, the rush is the thing that we always say first. You know, take a step back, breathe before clicking on that link, because anytime when there's deals around and people think they're going to get a great deal, they will rush to click on that link. And the important thing about this year is we're starting to see more use of AI by the attackers in using deepfakes, for example. So in addition to the whole kind of rush thing, and we kind of say, think about what's in this email. Think about what's on this page on your social media. Why are they showing me a video? Why are they showing me some audio that I'm listening to? Because often it's to add credibility. It's like, hey, this famous person that I know is showing a video saying that they want to buy this product or they think this product's great. And 60% of consumers over the last year have encountered a deepfake video on the internet. But in tests, only 1 in 4 deepfake videos were identified as deepfakes by consumers. So really important that although people are still detecting them, you know, there's a whole bunch of deepfake videos that aren't getting detected. And these videos are adding the credibility to the sale and getting people to click on that link and maybe giving up their personal data or their payment information, that kind of thing. So really important to think about that.
I know a lot of people will think that it's older people that are more likely to get ripped off during these shopping periods. Is it also true that the youngest generation is also susceptible for these kinds of scams?
Yeah, and the younger generation are getting targeted in a subtly different way, typically via sales on social media. So the older generation are more used to traditional marketplaces, so the likes of Amazon, where you know they're tried and trusted and they know the brands, where the younger generation are getting much more used to selling through marketplaces on social media and buying through social media marketplaces. And as a result of that, their level of trust in the other people on their social media network is increased. And when it gets to a point where the seller says, oh, for some reason, my ability to take card payments has gone down, or, you know, I can't take card payments, you need to transfer the money directly into my bank account, that level of trust means that that generation are more likely to fall for that type of scam.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing is we have a lot of influencers from outside of the country. You know, how do we know whether a website is legit or if it pardon me, or if it might be from overseas and maybe not as reputable?
Yeah, and a great example of that is earlier in the year, kind of the next most important sales event to Black Friday is the Amazon Prime Day that was in the summer. There were 120,000 fraudulent Amazon websites that had been set up right across the globe, emulating Amazon, using all the same imagery and graphics to try and convince people that their site was the legitimate site. And it's really important to, again, take a step back, look at how you ended up on that website. Did you get there through clicking on a link? Did you get there through, you know, following links from legitimate Amazon sites, or from an email or from a text, that kind of thing? And looking in your browser, if you're using a tablet or a laptop, look very, very carefully at the domain name, you know, where it says amazon.com/checkout or whatever. The way that these scammers abuse the system to try and convince you is they'll use zeros instead of O's. They'll use all kinds of clever manipulations of the characters. You need to keep a close eye on that and how you got to the site.
When you're looking at, say, for example, online ads or posts from something, what kinds of words should people watch out for? Phrases that might trigger someone to say, that might not be legit.
So the main thing is urgency. So, and I know it's easy to say that at a time when, you know, we're in Black Friday territory and people are trying to sell all their goods as soon as possible, but the scammers will really push that urgency. You know, deals only available for the next 15 minutes. If you don't click here now, you'll lose the deal. Fake charity requests as well. Look very carefully at people trying to kind of pull your heartstrings and tug those emotions, because these are all kind of manipulation techniques that they'll use in the scam text, in the email. Breathe, take a step back and think, is this really legitimate? Do I really need this level of urgency? Another thing that I'll mention that we're seeing a lot of this year is where, because so many people have constantly got all these things that they've ordered and they're being delivered by different couriers, and people forget, you know, what they've ordered, who it's getting delivered by, when it's getting delivered. Again, the scammers will take advantage of that, and you'll get an email or a text saying, oh, this is DHL or it's FedEx or whoever, and for some reason we can't deliver your package tomorrow. We need to reschedule. Please click on this link and we'll reschedule for a different time. So it's really important to keep track of what you've ordered, when you ordered them, and which courier is due to be delivering it. Because if you haven't ordered something that's due to be delivered by FedEx or DHL, don't click on the link. And you shouldn't be clicking on the link anyway. You should be going to their site or using the actual legitimate app, which will be tracking your parcel anyway. So that's the way. Always go to the source. Go to the trusted source of the app or the website. They'll, when you log in, they'll have your details about your parcel, and you'll be able to see through there. But yeah, don't fall for clicking on any of the links.
And what if you accidentally do? Is there anything that you can do to take it back or to protect yourself?
Yeah, it's really important to act quickly if you think that you've done something that's going to affect your safety or security online. If you click on something that you think may have exposed your payment card details, you need to contact your bank straight away. Change your passwords associated with the marketplace that you've used to make sure that you haven't exposed the credentials that you use to log in to that marketplace to the person that scammed you, and report fraud to law enforcement. Now, that's going to be different in different regions as to who specifically within law enforcement that you report this to, but it's often really important. In collaboration with the bank will often ask that you speak to law enforcement so that they can go through the appropriate processes to try and recover your money. But if you've used standard payment processes, so you've used a credit card, maybe you've used PayPal, that kind of thing, it makes it so much easier for your bank to then try and reclaim the money and get that recovered for you. But time is of the essence. As soon as you think you've done something wrong, you need to act fast to try and minimize the damage.
One last question for me deals with the fact that we've been talking a lot about online stuff, and there are scams that can happen inside big box stores. And it's especially true if you're going through one of the most popular types of gifts to give, and that's gift cards.
Yeah, absolutely. And scammers will abuse gift cards. They'll sell fake gift cards. They'll duplicate gift cards so that you think that you've been given a gift card, but it's the same gift card that thousands of other people have been given, that kind of thing. So yeah, I mean, the online stuff is just kind of the latest iteration of all the different techniques that the scammers use. Excuse me, but all the traditional ones are still being used as well. They're not all migrating to AI. The tried and trusted scammers techniques are still in use. So you need to be aware of those two, not just the smart ones.
Wonderful. That is Andy Davis with the NCC Group here on KRLD. Thank you so much for the time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.